Good morning, everyone. We just have whole healing retreat at the parish. 1,000 people are coming to our parish, and we're so crowded, and then it's so beautiful that we can have that retreat. And on Thursday night, we finished around like 9 p.m., and I walked out of that door, like the front door right there, like 9 p.m., and I walked out to go back to the rectory. We finished kind of late, and I just opened the door, and I saw a man, and then I just immediately I said, good morning, and then and then he said, Father, you need coffee? And then, sorry, good evening. So immediately, like, I just saw him, and then, hey, good morning, but at 9 p.m. already, so yeah. Sometimes my mouth and my mind, they don't like each other, so... second week of Advent, the church introduces for us the face of John the Baptist. Prepare the way to the Lord. Brother and sister, the gospel today talk about like the repentance of sins, the forgiveness of sins. With that, I would love to reflect with you one point only for my homily today about forgiveness. Brother and sister, forgiveness, it is hard. It is really hard if you have someone who is hurting you. Someone don't like you. Someone doesn't like you. Someone hates you. It is so hard to forgive a person. But the Lord, He always calls people to forgive, to the forgiveness. Forgiveness, may I share with you a personal experiences? This is a homily, I don't prepare anything because that is me. So I don't need to prepare a homily for you. But I'm gonna share with you my personal experiences, how I work on forgiveness. Usually we think that forgiveness is something like we are down here, okay? And forgiveness is right here. And then we just work on the forgiveness from here to over here. Brother and sister, this is really hard if you work that way, if you work this way. May I suggest for you three smaller steps, like the forgiveness is right here, okay? Can you break that down into three smaller steps in order to achieve forgiveness up here? The very first step I want to share with you is accept your past. And brother and sister, if you have someone, like, maybe you can imagine right now in your mind, okay? I am imagining right now, if I have a person who's hurting me, and then maybe you can have your imagine right now. Imagine in your mind right now a person who's hurting you so hard that you cannot or you have a hard time to forgive him or her right now, okay? And now we talk about forgiveness. Accepting your past. That is very first step to forgive. Accepting your past means that because you cannot change your past anymore. You can't. The only one way to deal with that is accepting it. Accept it. Because that is only one way. Like, how can you change your past? No. Impossible right now already. What happened, it happened. The only one way for you right now is accepting that. Try to accept the person who's hurting you. Brother and sister, why I need to accept the person who's hurting me? Because it happened. You always living in the present moment and in the future. Don't let your past affect your beautiful future. So the first step is accept the person, accept the event. The next one, let it go. The second step to forgive is let it go. Let the person go. Try to let it go. I carry it in my heart, the person who's hurting me, so hard every day, so that a burden on my shoulder, a burden in my heart, because I don't let it go. I don't let him go. Because I can't. I get that a lot, brother and sister. If you have a hard time to forgive someone, I get it. Again, I get it a lot. But work on that. Let it go. Try to let it go every day. Remind yourself, let it go. You don't need to hold in your heart. The third step I want you to think about is let God do his job. Normally, we think like this. Hey, God, I am a good one. Punish the one who's hurting me because that is a bad guy. You know what I mean? Like, God, I am the good guy over here. That person who's hurting me, and now you need to punish him. Now you need to destroy him and help me. Because you are on my side. I am the victim. Look at me, God. I am the victim over here. The person who is hurting me, I can't accept him. I can't let him go because how? We are on the side of the judge. We are judging the people a lot. Let God do his job for you. He will be the judge. He will be the final, he will make the final judgment for you so that you don't need to deal with that. So that just let God do, finish it. Whatever's right, whatever is wrong, he knows everything already. He will be the one who make that like the final judgment. Not you, not me, not everyone. And he knows me, he knows the person, he knows every single moment in our lives. So let God do his job. That is the third step. And then the last step, forgiveness. I worked on that, those steps. But the thing is, like, whenever I see the person who's walking back, like, in the hall, and then all the past, all the unforgiveness is so, like, arise so vividly. Like, I saw the person who walked in, like, in front of me, and hey, Anthony, I thought, like, we done, like, I work on that already, but why I feel so unforgiveness? Like, why I still feel that? Why? Like, I cannot accept that anymore. I thought, like, I'm done with that already. I thought, like, I achieved that forgiveness. But no, I don't. Because that person right there, all the goons, all the past is coming up so strong, so vivid, so that I cannot forgive him anymore. God, what happened to me? You know what I mean? Do you have those feelings? If you don't have, God bless you with that. You don't have someone who's hurting you. But if you have, I really want you to try it. It worked for me with these steps. It worked, and it worked every day. And I have to work on that every day. You know how hard it is? Like, hey, Anthony, you are a priest, and you have a hard time to forgive someone. Well, I'm a human. I'll show you right now how human I am so that we can do that together. Don't feel discouraged. We can do that together. But brother and sister, may I suggest for you one last point, why we need to forgive, why we need to work on forgiveness. When I pray with this one, this is God, he wants me and God wants a person who hurting me to go to heaven together. When I pray with that idea, like, it's just like, God, how can I accept heaven with you and with the person who's hurting me? How can I live with him in heaven from all eternity? I'm going to see him every day. Now I cannot see him for 1 second. How can I see him from all eternity? Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, it's so hard. I'll be honest with you with that. God, he wants heaven for everyone the same. Who's hurting you and who's, and you as well. He wants heaven for everyone. God loves everyone. And that is the most, like, because I am the good one. You know what I mean? I am the good one. That guy is a bad guy. God, punish him. Destroy him. Why you let both of us to go to heaven together? That is so hard. Not easy at all. Again, if you don't have this feeling, maybe it's just only me, okay? Maybe it's just only me that have this feeling. But if you don't have someone who is hurting you, you are blessed. But you have, I invite you all to work with me. Accept your past. Let it go. Let God do his job. And forgiveness. Those steps, I want you to try. And try every day. The thing is, it's not easy. And Advent, Christmas, we are called to forgive. Even it's hard. Being Catholic is not easy. Being Catholic is not easy at all. Like, why, Father Anthony, why Catholic people work on forgiveness? Why? Because being Catholic is not easy at all. Like, God, he calls you for something that you cannot imagine. But the thing is, like, what you by yourself, you can't. But with God, yes, you can. Yes, with God's help, you can do it. Yes, with the power of the Holy Spirit, with the power of mercy, forgiveness, yes, you can do it. Father Anthony can do it. You can do it as well. Father Anthony is human. You are human. You can do it. I can do it. You can do it. We can do it. Try it. If you have a hard time, email me. I'll teach you more. How we do it together. Don't hesitate to email me with those stuff. If you have a hard time. If you don't have, like, that's good. That's good. This is like, but if you have a hard time, just let me know. I'll help you. We work together. We're all humans. I'll be honest with you with this homily, but hopefully you can be honest with God, because God is the one who wants heaven for you. That's all I have today for you all. I wish you have, and I hope, I pray for you have a good Advent. So work on forgiveness. I hope you can do it, because I tried and it worked for me. So pray for you all and have a blessed Advent.